7 Colbert employees and brought them to jail. All 7 of them were charged with unlawful entry. Now, that's the identical charge that hundreds of January 6th defendants have been prosecuted for. But unlike January 6th defendants, Colbert's employees were not sent to the D.C. jail for a year and a half in solitary confinement. No, they were released after only a night behind bars, and then they fled back to New York. Why is that? What exactly is the difference in the crime? As a legal question, we still don't know the answer. For some reason, Capitol Hill police have not released the surveillance tapes that would show exactly what Colbert's employees did that so triggered the police force controlled by Nancy Pelosi that they were arrested. But whatever they did, otherwise sympathetic members of Congress are running away from it as quickly as they can. Quote, "We do not condone any inappropriate activity within the Capitol," Jake Auchincloss's office told us today. Though as a factual matter, that is not true. In fact, Jake Auchincloss has a recent history of condoning criminal behavior in the Capitol. Just this March, surveillance cameras in the complex caught Jake Auchincloss's chief of staff, that would be a former Adam Schiff staffer called Tim Heissem, vandalizing the front door of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal office. Heissem did this not once, but several times, violently, like a man obsessed. Capitol Hill police quickly filed an arrest warrant against him because Tim Heissem clearly posed a threat to a member of Congress. But Jake Auchincloss did not fire him. Instead, Jake Auchincloss defended Heissem's vandalism as noble and justified. "Our office is not going to apologize," read a long and self-righteous statement from Jake Auchincloss. In other words, "We don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene's politics, therefore we can do whatever we want to her, and we will." For the most part, the media ignored this story, so Jake Auchincloss and Adam Schiff felt emboldened to go further. They invited Colbert's employees to the Capitol to harass Marjorie Taylor Greene some more, which is what they were trying to do when they were arrested by Capitol Hill police. Now, whatever you think of her politics, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a sitting member of Congress. Preventing her or any other member of Congress from carrying out official duties as a public representative is, by definition, an attack on democracy. So how is what Stephen Colbert did different from what the protesters on January 6th have been convicted of doing?
There you have it. Tucker Carlson, borderline brilliant. I want to take you to the floor of the United States Senate where earlier this afternoon, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut was promoting the bipartisan, they're calling it a gun violence bill. It's a gun control bill. Let's take you back. Just about 2 hours ago,
a handful of their colleagues on the Republican side this time stood up and sat down with Senator Sinema, myself, and other Democrats to find the common denominator. I'm here on the floor to talk a little bit more about what our piece of legislation does, but I agree with Senator Sinema. This is a moment where we have shown this country what is possible here in the United States Senate. I talked last night about the fear that families in Connecticut and all across the country felt in the wake of Buffalo and Uvalde, and that twin fear about what fate awaited their children, but also what fate awaited our democracy if we were unable to rise to this moment to deal with this existential challenge, the loss of life in schools, in shopping malls, in supermarkets. And while this compromise was hard-earned, every single day of the last 4 weeks proved to me what can happen in this body if we decide to come out of our political corners. And let me say that this moment that we are in today, on the precipice of passing the most significant piece of anti-gun violence legislation in the last 30 years, would not be possible if it was not for Senator Sinema. It would not be possible if it wasn't for her decision to sit down and help us find a path to what was possible.
There you have it, Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy is a Democrat senator from Connecticut talking about this bipartisan gun bill. It's a gun control bill. Let's not make any bones about it. And it's not good. And I'm a little surprised that more Republicans have signed on to this thing. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Don't forget, we got the gas card giveaway coming up at 2:50 and coming up in just minutes. Drew Johnson, he wants to become the only member of the Clark County Commission who is a Republican. It's 0-7. Yeah, that's how bad it is. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, some good news. They cleaned up that earlier incident on Interstate 15 northbound after Russell. But do expect some heavy congestion there as you enter the downtown area on US 95 eastbound. That's past Southern Rancho. You start getting into the bumper-to-bumper conditions because of, well, there's only two lanes available through that construction zone, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. So you drop from four lanes down to two. It's a bottleneck effect, and that's creating some backups on that transition lane, too, affecting those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 east.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights bringing back one of their restricted free agents in defenseman Daniel Mirimanov. It is a two-year deal with a cap hit of about $760,000. He had signed an entry-level deal with the Golden Knights this past year, played in 11 games with the Golden Knights with 1 point. He did most of his work at Henderson with the Silver Knights, where he led all skaters with 29 assists in 53 games. Tough night for the Las Vegas Aces yesterday. They blow a 28-point lead, and they lose to Chicago 104-95. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's new $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you remember back not too long ago, when we were talking about the midterm elections and how important it was going to be. It's here. Midterm elections are here. November 8th is Election Day, and it's going to be so vitally important. A guy that won his primary, Drew Johnson, won the primary for Clark County Commission District F. And I had a chance to visit with Drew Johnson earlier today about his experience running across District F, and I asked him what that experience was like.
Yeah, it's been a different world, obviously, working at think tanks and in the media, promoting conservative values and free market policy ideas. My job has always been to give good lawmakers good ideas, and as you know, here we've got seven Democrats filling the seven county commission seats, so there's really no good lawmakers to give conservative, limited government, low tax ideas to. So that's what encouraged me to jump in. But it is a different world. I mean, I'm used to being behind the scenes, writing things, you know, going on shows like yours or TV every once in a while. But to meet with voters and hear what they're saying and what they're feeling, you know, I was really, at first I was nervous about it. It was a different world for me. But really, it's been a blessing to get to meet so many people, you know, knocking doors and giving speeches around the community and understanding what this community needs. And really, what I've learned is that we're a community of really great, hardworking people. And problems that we're having now, the problems that we're facing at the local level, the state level, and the federal level, isn't because there's something wrong with the people. It's because there's something wrong with the government. And so when I realized that, I just went forward with a really positive message of giving people more power and taking power away from government, because people make better decisions than government.
You won the primary. How did you do it? What was the winning strategy?
You know, I think there are a couple of things that went into it. First of all is me and my volunteers just worked harder. We knocked more doors. We made more phone calls. We, you know, raise more money, all the things that you really have to do to get your name out. Because, like you said, we're at the end of the day, we're probably the second most important position to the lives of people in Clark County, behind only the governor. But it's a down ballot race, and not a lot of people knew who I was or my opponents were. And so just meeting people, getting our name out, you know, being able to mail and send text messages and things like that, and letting people know about my background, I think was really important. And the other thing is, you know, we've got a lot of reasons to be concerned about how the voting process works here. There are some things we'd all like to change. But at the end of the day, I knew that saying, don't trust, you know, voting in Clark County, that wouldn't be a winning strategy. We still knew that no matter what, the people who got the most votes were going to win on Election Day, and that's what happened. So I encouraged people to get to the ballot box, and I think that really paid off.
What was your margin of victory, and what did you think of the performance of the election folks not just on Election Day, but even beyond Election Day? What did you think of how it went?
So the margin of victory, we had four people in the primary, and we won by 20%. We almost got 50% of the vote, just a touch short. So it was really a strong showing. I mean, it really showed that people were you know, buying into the sort of message that I was offering, and that felt great to know that people wanted a pro-freedom, you know, low-tax kind of candidate, and that's exactly what I am. As far as I've got the same frustration I think everybody else had, which was, here we're in 2022, all of the voting machines are hooked up online in a network, and we didn't know how things were turning out until, you know, 8 o'clock the next morning. It was really puzzling, and it's something that certainly in the position that I hope to be in here in a few months, I want to take care of. I don't have as many concerns over, there are always going to be concerns with mail ballots, especially when they're universal. But, you know, people who vote at the polling place using electronic voting machines, we should be able to know exactly how they vote within, you know, a few minutes of poll closing. And to have to wait hours was unacceptable and something that needs to be addressed.
Again, Drew Johnson joining us, won the primary for Clark County Commission in District F, as in Frank. Why is one party rule bad, whether it be on the county commission or a city council or in Congress? Why is it so important?
I think when, in our case, since 2008, Democrats have controlled all seven county commission seats. So it's not just that there's that they're dominating, it's that there's no other voice. And so when there's no other voice, it means that a lot of people aren't represented. And that's another message that I think is really that really resonated is, obviously I'm going to represent the voters of my district, of District F, but I'm also going to be a voice for every conservative, every libertarian, every limited government type person, every Republican in Clark County, because I will be that one voice that they'll have. And when power goes unchecked, you're going to have corruption, you're going to have backroom deal making, you're going to have a certain group of lobbyists who always get their way. And you see that in the donations that go to these liberal incumbents on the county commission. Certain businesses just don't get a fair shake because they don't donate enough, they don't have the right lobbyists, that sort of thing. And so by just having one person who can be a watchdog on the inside, hold people accountable, expose things when things are, not being done on the up and up, I think there's so much value, and it'll save taxpayers so much money. It'll end a lot of corruption. Things like the airport name change would have never happened if I could have been there and been the one sane, rational voice. And I think there are a lot of examples like that over the last few years that I'll be able to hopefully stop from happening in the future.
I know you rolled through a whole litany of groups of voters. The one group that you didn't mention, and it's probably the most important right now, and that is independents. We know that across the state, independents dominate both the Democrats and the Republicans. What is it that that independents want, as opposed to, say, Democrats or Republicans?
It seems like, and you're exactly right, 31% of my district is independents, nonpartisans. They're who will decide who is going to win in November between me and the progressive extremist Justin Jones, who's the incumbent. And what they're telling me that they want is a fair shake from government. I mean, right now, if you wanted to open a hot dog stand, it takes 23 different steps and 3 different fees. There are so many little fees and taxes. There's so much that government is doing right now to make life more difficult. Justin Jones has a proposal right now to make it illegal to have natural gas. So, in other words, if you have a natural gas stove, it would be illegal in the county, which, of course, means that everybody would have to buy a new range. So those sorts of things. Where, for Dustin Jones, who has 5 properties and 2 Teslas, it doesn't matter much. But most people right now are feeling the pain of bad government decisions, and they just want government to get out of the way, get off their backs. And that's why I'm hearing time and time again, and that's why I think our message will not only did it resonate in the primary, but it will resonate in November.
You kind of preempted at least a part of my question, that you talked to a lot of voters, you met with them, you did town halls, you communicated really well to them. I guess my question is, what are the issues? You talked about, trying to open a hot dog stand. What other issues resonate with voters? You are probably the best exit polling there is, because you've talked to just about everybody in your district.
The number one thing I hear over and over, Kevin, is safety, public safety, police officers. People just don't feel as safe right now as they did a year or two ago, and for good reason. I think, if memory serves, murders are up 44% and robberies are up 33% since last year, this time last year. So, I mean, there's just this, I guess, fear that there hasn't really been since I've lived here for the 8 or 9 years I've been around Clark County. And a lot of that goes back to the sort of social justice warrior mentality of Justin Jones and some of these other county commissioners who don't respect police officers, don't respect the need to have police officers patrolling the community and keeping us safer. And, you know, there's certainly a role for social workers. There's a role for making sure that good cops are hired and that they're acting appropriately. But at the end of the day, these officers need to feel respected. They need to feel supported by the county commissioners, who at the end of the day control a lot of their budget. And they don't right now. And so we need to make sure that they have the tools that they need to make Clark County a little bit safer, a heck of a lot safer than it's been these last few years.
That is Drew Johnson. He is an up-and-comer. He won the primary for the Clark County Commission, District F as in Frank, and he'll be running in November against Justin Jones. We'll talk about a lot of stuff between now and 3 o'clock, but the one thing I know we'll be doing about, 5 minutes from right now, and that is the $50 gas card giveaway. So be listening how you can win the gas card giveaway and a basic oil change from Meineke. That'll all be coming at 2:50, 10 till the hour. That's about 4 minutes from right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in all of Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. That is amazing. They offer everything you need to help you look and feel your youngest. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics also specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures, light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-shot for women, P-shot for ED for men. These are revolutionary sexual rejuvenation procedures. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics today and get 10% to 50% off any of our state-of-the-art treatments. As an added bonus, every P-shot patient will get one free Shockwave Gainswave treatment. That's a $500 value free. Call 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300. Or go to LVAMedSpa.com. That's LVAMedSpa.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time for a winner. It is 2:50, 10 till 3, and that means a $50 gas card going out the door, plus a basic oil change from our friends at Meineke. And all you got to do is be caller number 5. Caller number 5 right now. And here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. That's how we do it. We're going to make it real, real easy for you. Caller number 5 right now. Here's the number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 5 will be our winner. We'll tell you who it is coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not 3 or 4 seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. two small worlds at a time, his and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Kyle Thrower of Las Vegas. Kyle just won a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. We'll have more to give away tomorrow at 2:50. And then don't forget, the daily winners go into the hopper on Friday for a $100 gas card. Yeah, this gets more and more exciting. I want to very quickly, just for a couple of minutes, take you to the floor of the United States Senate, because Mike Lee of Utah is talking about the baby formula shortage.